来读一些圣经节哈。
Let's read some scripture.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John 14:6.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”我们只读这一句。
We'll only read the first half. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life."
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第三十三节。
33.
也只读上面一句。
Only read the first half.
你们要先求他的国与他的义。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
你们要先求他的国与他的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
犹大书
Jude
第一章、哦、它只有一章哈
The only chapter
犹大书这个第十一节
Jude verse 11
他们有祸了因为走了该隐的道路又未力往巴兰的错谬里直奔并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了
Woe to themThey have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion.
我们翻到旧约哈，约伯记。
We'll turn in the Old Testament to the book of Job.
三十四章第二十一节。
34:21.
约伯记三十四章第二十一节。
Job 34:21
神注目观看人的道路看明人的脚步
His eyes are on the ways of men He sees their every step
神注目观看人的道路看明人的脚步
His eyes are on the ways of men He sees their every step
翻到诗篇第一篇
Psalm 1
诗篇第一篇
Psalm 1
第一节
Verse 1
不从恶人的计谋不占罪人的道路不坐亵慢人的座位
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers
第六节因为耶和华知道义人的道路恶人的道路却必灭亡
Verse 6 For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous but the way of the wicked will perish
诗篇146篇
Psalm 146
诗篇146篇第九节
Psalm 146 verse 9
耶和华保护寄居的扶持孤儿和寡妇却使恶人的道路弯曲
The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow but he frustrates the ways of the wicked
最后一句话他说使恶人的道路弯曲
The last phrase is but he frustrates the ways of the wicked
还在诗篇我们回来到二十五章
Psalm 25
第二十五篇这个第四节
Psalm 25 verse 4
二十五篇第四节
Psalm 25 verse 4
耶和华求你将你的道指示我将你的路教训
Show me your ways O Lord Teach me your paths
求你将你的道指示我将你的路教训
Show me your ways O Lord Teach me your paths
最后再看一节箴言第二十三章
Proverbs 23
第二十六节
26
箴言二十三章第二十六节
Proverbs 23:26
我儿要将你的心归我你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路
My son, give me your heart and let your eyes keep to my ways
这次下令会这个由 题目好像我们都懂。
We seem to understand the theme of the summer conference.
因信称义。
Justification by faith.
但是我们弟兄能够提到一些点是我们平常很少想到的。
But our brother mentioned many points that we usually do not think of.
他说因信称义不是我们一直求在主面前能够称义。
Justification by faith is not that we come before the Lord and keep asking to be justified.
我们乃是要因信彰显他的义。
But by faith, we must manifest his righteousness.
我想这个给我们一个很大的一个唤醒。
I think this is a very big awakening for us.
我们会想到很多我要怎么读圣经、祷告、这个参加聚会都为我。
Oftentimes we think we will read his word, attend meetings and pray for me.
但他讲到我们是为着他。
But our brother shared that it is for him.
所以我想到这个 我们常常读马太福音第六章我们要先求他的义。
We often read Matthew chapter 6. We must seek first his righteousness.
不是我的义。
Not my righteousness.
我们如果能够常常想到说我是为着要彰显他的义而活着的。
If we can often think that we are living to manifest his righteousness,
我们人生的步伐一定不同。
Then our ways in our lives would be different.
我们说什么是神的义呢?
What is God's righteousness?
乃是神看为对的事。
Whatever that God sees is right.
就算我不清楚，反正他一定是对的。
Even if I'm unsure, but if he is right.
所以我们真实活着乃是彰显他看为对的。
So when we live, we should manifest what he sees as right.
我想这一件呢，我从弟兄姊妹的交通里面，似乎我们都被这一点碰着了。
So listening to brothers and sisters sharing, it seems like we have all been touched for this point.
第二个事情啊，是我们弟兄在重提了圣经里面的次序。
Secondly, our brother mentioned that there's an order in the Bible.
我们有时候读圣经啊，我们就这样读过去了。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we just read it over.
我们弟兄说，主耶稣讲，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Our brother mentioned that our Lord Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
没错，这三个我们主都有。
Indeed, our Lord has these three things.
但是从来没想过为什么主把道路摆在第一个呢
？But perhaps we never thought why the Lord said way first.
为什么不是生命、真理、道路呢
？Why is it not life, truth, way?
对吧？逻辑上合理的。
Perhaps this is more logical.
对吧？我先有生命，再明白真理，我就走了嘛。
If I have life and I understand the truth, then I can walk.
逻辑上是对的。
Logically, this makes sense.
但是我们主用的时候是道路、真理才生命。
But our Lord says the way, the truth, then life.
从来没想过这个次序有什么关键的。
Never thought about what significance this order is.
所以我坐在那听到我们弟兄把这个一点，这个主看重我们所走的路。
So our brother emphasized that we need to take heed to the way in which we walk.
圣经里面哈，如果你把这个次序很多你好好看的话，你会。很多东西有不同的认识了。
If we take heed to this order, then when we read the Bible, we'll have many different understandings.
我举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
耶稣基督跟基督耶稣有差别吗
？What is the difference? Is there a difference between Jesus Christ and Christ Jesus?
有吗
？Is there?
然后你说是倒转了嘛，对吧
？This is a reversal.
是啊，这个一的先把你 first name 摆在前面，或者 last name 摆在前面。
Maybe one.
但我们知道这不是主耶稣的 first name last name。
Maybe this is first name last name. Oh, this is not his first name and last name.
你有没有发现圣经里面有些地方说耶稣基督，有些地方基督耶稣，我们读过就是他嘛。
Sometimes the Bible says Jesus Christ, sometimes Christ Jesus.
你有
read, it is him.
你有好好想过前后的差别吗
？Have you ever considered the difference between the two?
我是知道。听了我们弟兄的交通醒过来、啊、不是这次、啊、很久以前
Perhaps you heard our brother long years ago shared this and you woke up
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ
当圣经用到这个乃是特别讲到耶稣在地上他是人的时候他是耶稣但后来成为基督了
Jesus Christ speaks of when Jesus is on earth he is Jesus and he became Christ
当圣经用到基督耶稣的时候
When the Bible speaks of Christ Jesus,
那是特别要讲到他是基督他以前是耶稣
The emphasis is that he is Christ He was Jesus
如果我们读圣经是仔细的读你会发现已经很多东西给你读懂这段圣经
If we pay a lot of attention to details then we would understand many things
我们常常很稀奇的弟兄们哎呦你怎么读出这么多东西来的
We often marvel at our brothers How did you get all these from reading the Bible
我们弟兄说你默想我也默想半天 也默想不出任何东西来
A brother says he meditates We also meditate but we cannot meditate anything else
这整个事情是我们读圣经是马虎的
This is because when we read, we're careless.
我们不用心读圣经，我交差的，我读过了。
We do not use our heart. We are just trying to finish.
我们最喜欢是解经。
We most like to explain the Bible.
你把圣经都解给我，哎呦，我知识丰富啊。
If you explain the Bible very carefully to me, then that is very bountiful.
以致我们读圣经把很多东西都漏掉。
So when we read the Bible, often we omit a lot of things.
这次聚会过了
This time the meeting has concluded
不少人会问一个问题这个、
Many ask this question
主看重这个道路
The Lord takes heed to the way
什么是这个道路
What is the way
我们信耶稣我们要走什么路
What way shall we walk now that we believe Jesus.
我们知道每一个人信主都要走路的
We know that everyone who believes must walk
或者说有一条路要我们跑的
Or in other words, there is a way for us to run on
保罗在他寻道之前他说当跑的路我跑尽
Before Paul was martyred, he said the race I have run
使徒行传里面告诉我们说初期教会信主的人他们还没叫基督徒的
In Acts we know that at the beginning the early church they were not called Christians
基督徒是到安提亚才开始叫基督徒的
They were called Christians after Antioch
他们乃是叫做路中的人
They're the people of the way
没人知道怎么叫他们
No one knows how to refer to them
他们只发现这一批人是走路的人
But they notice that these are people who walk on the way.
他们只能够叫他们说路中的人。
So they refer to them as people of the way.
所以你要知道，我们弟兄这是一而再的提醒我们必须上路。
Our brother continued to emphasize that we need to walk this way.
我们必须成为一批走路的人。
We need to be a people who walk.
我刚刚也读了犹大书。
And I read Jude.
我们弟兄也交通了犹大书。
Our brother has shared on Jude.
他提到该隐的路。
He mentioned the way of Cain.
他那里讲到特别有三个错误。
There it's mentioned three errors.
该隐的路是错的。
The way of Cain is wrong.
巴兰的教训是错的。
Balaam's teaching is an error.
可拉的生命肤浅的。
Korah's life is also an error.
犹大说有祸了。
Jude says,Woe to them.
那我们弟兄用这个的时候，主说道路、真理、生命，他就用这个次序在犹大书写出来。
Our brother mentioned that he is the way, the truth, and the life. It is the same order in Jude.
在今天早上，我还只注重讲到道路的事。
This morning, I want to focus on the first, the way.
该隐错在哪里
？What is the error of Cain?
他敬拜神。
He worships God.
他把祭物献给神。
He gives offering to God.
最大的问题我没太大的错误
The biggest problem is I don't have a problem
我把东西献给你你应该悦纳的
I give you an offering You should accept it
所以当神不悦纳的时候他非常的生气
Therefore when God did not accept his offering He was very angry
他把他弟弟亚伯都杀了
He killed his brother Abel
神要给我们看到能够到主面前只有靠一条路就是血
The Lord wants us to see that to come before the Lord, there's only one way.
我们没有另外一条路能够到主面前来。
There's no other way to come to the Lord.
整件事情我们发现，他一定是知道的。
We know that He knows all things.
他所缺的就是启示。
What he lacked with revelation.
知道不给我有行动的，不会有行动的。
If I simply know, I would not have action.
只有我有启示，这影响我以后走的路。
Only if I have revelation, then that would affect how I go.
所以亚伯是有启示的。
Abel has revelation.
这个该隐没有。
Cain did not.
所以他结果，他的路就错下去了。
Therefore, his way was an error.
你要知道，我们在地上走路哈，如果我们的方向错了，永远达不到目的的。
You know, while we walk on this earth physically, if our direction is wrong, we will never get there.
很多原因，为什么我会走错啊？
Why would I walk the wrong way?
听的方向听错了。
Perhaps I heard the wrong thing.
或者我一意孤行，我就一直走错。
Or perhaps I'm stubborn and want to walk my own way.
所以我们弟兄这次讲了一个字，叫做 U-turn.
Therefore, our brother mentioned this time one, two words, U-turn.
你知道，对我来讲 ，U-turn 一点都不奇怪。
I think U-turn is not something strange.
因为我没有方向感。
Because I do not have a sense of direction.
我整天开车都 U-turn.
Often when I drive, I have to U-turn.
走了一大段，诶，不对呀，这个不对，我就知道一定要 U-turn.
After I drive for a while, I realize I'm in the wrong place, so I have to U-turn.
今天跟从主的路常常要 U-turn.
When we follow the Lord, we often need to U-turn.
弟兄姊妹，能够 U-turn 是主的怜悯。
It is by His mercy that we can U-turn.
不是我们就一直错下去。
Otherwise, we will be in error all that way.
因为我们不懂得 U-turn.
Because we do not understand how to U-turn.
许多原因使我不能 U-turn.
Many reasons cause me to not be able to U-turn.
但你知道那个结果是可怕的。
But the result would be bad.
我们要记得犹大讲了，有祸了。
We need to remember what Jude said. Woe.
我们今天说基督徒要走路。
Today we say Christians must walk.
如果我们没有方向的话，
If we do not have a direction,
我们就迷失了。
Then we would be lost.
换句话说，
In other words,
我们需要求主怜悯，给我有启示。
We need to ask the Lord to have mercy on us to give us revelation.
我们能够走义路，
so that we may walk in the path of righteousness.
走一条正路，
to walk the right way.
走一条对的路，
to walk in the correct way.
诗篇第一篇
Psalm 1，
你知道我今天基本上在温习我们弟兄交通的。
Today I will be going over what our brother has shared.
我们弟兄说诗篇第一篇就讲道路。
Our brother says Psalm 1 already starts talking about the way.
提了两个事情，哇，如果你要讲，讲了三条路。
It mentions three ways.
罪人的道路
，the way of sinners.
恶人的道路
，the way of the wicked.
义人的道路
，the way of the righteous.
什么是罪人的道路？
What is the way of sinners?
我们知道明显是犯罪的。
We know that there's sin.
我想这个我们知道，对吧？你去赌钱啊，你去拜偶像啊，这个。
Perhaps you gamble or you worship idols.
今天许多的道德上的问题，我们知道都是走在罪人的路上。
Or perhaps there are a lot of errors in morality. These are in the ways of sinners.
第一篇就说，不只叫你不要走这条路。
In Psalm 1, we already see that not only does it say not to walk in the way of sinners,
连站在当中都不要。
Do not even stand in the way of sinners.
换句话说，你要躲开这条路。
In other words, we must flee from this way.
那什么是恶人的道路呢？
What is the way of the wicked?
那我们要从圣经里面来看一看什么是恶人的道路。
We must see from the Bible what is the way of the wicked.
你叫英文一个 wicked 够坏的。
Wicked is very severe.
但是我们要看圣经里面神是怎么来看恶人的。
We want to see from the Bible how does the Lord look at wicked.
可能我们看到这里讲的恶人在你看来都不是恶人。
Perhaps we see these wicked people to you, they're not that wicked.
第一个是该隐，对吧？我们刚刚讲过了。
First is Cain, we have already mentioned him.
他到神面前是随便的。
He comes before the Lord carelessly.
所以他认为怎么样都能够来敬拜神。
He considers that in any manner he can worship God.
圣经也给我们看到，许多人是凭私意自己的意思到神面前的。
The Bible also tells us many people come before the Lord with their own private ways.
第二个我们提过了哈，不信的二心。
we also mentioned, secondly, the evil heart of disbelief.
这是一条路。
This is a way.
不能够信得过主，是一条路在走的。
To not believe in the Lord, that is a way.
他走一条什么的路？
What kind of way is this?
他只走一条眼见的路。
This is a way by sight.
他是走一个和我逻辑的一条路。
This is a walking away by logic.
圣经说他们是恶的。
Bible says they are evil.
第三个。
Third.
我们这个都看过哈，一锭银子。
One mina.
一锭银子是给所有的蒙恩的人的。
One mina has been given to every single believer.
你不能够说我没有。
You cannot say I do not have that mina.
神给我们的恩典都一样的。
The grace that the Lord has given to us.
神给我们能够走信心的路都是一样的。
The Lord has given us the same ability to walk the way of faith.
神只有一个要求。
There is only one requirement.
就请你去赚多一点。
To do business.
但是有哪一锭银子的，一辈子都不赚。
But there are people with one mina and never earn another.
他为着自己在地上安逸的日子，他在那里拼搏。
So he might for his own comfort on this earth to struggle.
对着要认识主的事不上心。
But does not care about knowing the Lord.
说主说什么？在那一段话里面，他说这是恶仆。
Therefore, the Lord in that parable says he is a wicked.
你要知道，这都是对基督徒讲的话。
These words are spoken to
Christians. 基督徒都得到恩典。
Christians have received his grace.
但是我们走一个我们对主的事不上心的路。
But we walk in a way where we do not care about his matters.
第四个。
Fourth.
也是一个比喻。
Also a parable.
它是才干的比喻。
The parable of the talent.
他说每一个人都给一千、两千、五千的恩赐。
Some people have been given five talents, two talents, and one talent.
有一些人从来不去发现他什么恩赐的。
Some people never try to discover what talent they have.
总是觉得我不行，你行，我不行，最谦虚的了。我跟你讲，来到这里非常谦虚。
They're very humble and they say we cannot, you can.
因为太累了。
Because it would be too tiring.
你去服侍吧，我太累了。
You go serve. I am too tired.
但是你发现这里主的要求是每一个给多少赚一倍回来。
Here the requirement is whatever you have been given, gain that one back.
赚一点点都不算的。
If you just gain a little bit, that does not count.
你要赚一倍回来。
You have to earn double.
说没有做的。他说你又懒又恶的仆人。
Those who did not earn, he says, you are lazy and wicked.
或者有一个我们来看一看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
这里会讲主啊主啊，你知道都是信主的人啊。
People who will say, Lord, Lord, these are people who have believed.
但是主说你是恶人。
But the Lord says you are an evildoer.
又讲了一个恶人。
Again, an evildoer.
所以这一段主要讲到说遵行天父的旨意。
This part, the Lord says, to follow the will of the Father.
我们能够遵守外面看得见的。
We can follow those that can be seen outwardly.
我们很熟悉的少年的官，他都遵守了外面的诫命。
We are familiar with the rich young ruler who have.Kept the commandments outwardly.
但是要他变卖所有，分给穷人做不到。
But for him to sell all and give to the poor, he cannot do.
什么叫做遵行天父的旨意？
What does it mean to follow the will of the Father?
只做外面，神根本不算数的。
You only do the outward things that does not count at all.
神只看我们里面是不是愿意做。
The Lord looks within. Are we willing?
所以在这里告诉我们说，如果我们不能够从里面遵守天父的旨意，神说你是恶人。
So here it speaks that if we cannot obey him from within to follow the will of the Father, then we are evil doers.
弟兄姊妹，我们有多少的机会我们是走恶人的路的？
Brothers and sisters, we have so many opportunities to walk the way of the
Lord. 不要说我信主，我都在走义人的路。
Do not say that because we believe the Lord, we are always walking the way of the righteous.
我们不小心，我们都走在恶人的路上。
Often we end up walking in the way of the evil.
说主在这里把道路第一个就摆出来，我们能够走对的路吗？
Therefore the Lord emphasized, can we walk the right way?
说我们现在要来看义人的道路。
So now let us look at the way of the righteous.
其实很多我们都知道。
There are many things that we already know.
但是我们需要常常被提醒。
But we need to be often reminded.
义人的路第一个。
The way of the righteous, number one.
到神面前必须经过基督的宝血。
To come before God, we need to go through the blood of Christ.
这个没第二条路可走的。
There is no second way.
今天我们就想走其他的路，想去没路的。
Today we want to walk other ways. There's no other way.
今天还有人跟我说，他要信主也要信佛，一起来。
Someone told me he wants to believe God, but also worship Buddha.
你在初级教会，有人说我信耶稣，我要行善，我一定要做点功才行的。
Some people say I want to believe the Lord, but I also need to do some good.
No, 第一个只靠基督的宝血才能够到神面前的。
No, there's only one way, by the blood of Christ.
该隐就错在这里，他认为还有其他路可以到的。
Cain was wrong on this point. He thought there's another way.
第二个，我们必须走里面的路。
Second, we need to walk the inner way.
我们刚刚已经提到了，遵守天父的旨意必须是里面的。
We already mentioned that to follow the will of the Father must be from within.
我爱一个人，我说我头脑爱你，这不算数的。你要心里爱这个人才算数。
When we say we love someone, we cannot just love with our mind, but love with our heart.
我们说我们爱主，不是因为主合理我爱他，乃是我真的被主吸引。我来爱主。
When we love the Lord, it is not just because He's reasonable, therefore we love Him, but because He draws us, so that we love Him.
整个关键是我要主。
The key is, do I want the Lord?
我真实的要我的主。
Do I truly want my Lord?
如果我会要主的话，
If I want my Lord,
第一个你会寻求主。
Then first we will seek the Lord.
因为你里面有个呼喊，我要认识你。
Because I will have a cry within that I want to know you.
我今天很怕弟兄姊妹都是只是头脑，我要来认识主。
I am afraid that many brothers and sisters want to know the Lord with our minds.
而不是里面有个呼喊主啊，我要认识你。
As opposed to having a desire from within saying I want to know you.
我不认识你，我没路走。
If I do not know you, there is no way for me to walk.
是只有这种会呼喊的启示临到这样的人。
Revelation will only come to those who will cry
out
to him. 只有
真正的启示，这个人才碰得着主。
And only by revelation we may touch the Lord.
才能够认识主。
That we may know the
Lord. 在这一点里面还有第二个，我是喜悦他的旨意的。
Within this point, there's a second sub-point. It is that we desire, we delight in His will.
不只喜悦他的旨意。还喜悦行在他的旨意中。
Not only just to delight in his will, but to delight to walk in his will.
只有这些人愿意把主权给主。
Only these people are willing to give the lordship to the Lord.
所以我们讲奉献非常的重要。
Therefore, consecration is very important.
第三个小点在歌里面，乃是我里面深处能够常与主相遇。
The thirdsub-point is that from within I can often meet the Lord.
我们能够借着环境借着聚会我遇见主我经历主的。
Through circumstances and meetings that we can meet the Lord.
所走里面的路是我们必须走的。
to walk the inner way is a necessity.
我们知道另外一条路是走外面的。
The other way would be the outward way.
并且很多人都在走外面。
And many walk this outward way.
因为外面容易走。
Because it is easier to walk the outward way.
走里面代价太大。
There's a great cost to walk the inner way.
说不容易走得上。
It is difficult.
第三个。
Third.
那我们这次聚会整个要谈的走信心的路。
This is what we have been sharing about to walk the way of faith.
你知道什么叫做信心呢？
What is faith?
因为我们没办法在掌控这个环境。
If we cannot control the circumstance.
你知道在地上基本上天天走信心的路。
In fact, on this earth, we walk the way of faith all the time.
那你们今天被人载来的，你有研究过哪台车在上车吗？
Those who were given rides today, did you examine the car before you get
on the car? 我跟你讲，你坐谁的车来，你第一个，你 somehow 信得过这台车，不管他多老爷 ，OK， 反正载着你来。
When you come in someone else's car, you must first have faith in that car.
还有，你要相信这个司机。你今天有没有喝酒啊？你基督徒不喝酒，好，这个你睡醒了没？
You must have faith in the driver.
哇，一句讲完了，这个。这个你会发现哈，我们天天都是凭信过活。
Every day we live by faith，
对吧？我今天考试，我也不知道老师会怎么看，对吧？我就信过老师这个对我有点怜悯恩典，对吧
？So when I take an exam, I don't know what the professor would do, so I just believe that the professor will show me grace and mercy。
是啊，这个，所以我们今天其实，但是你也发现我。我虽然凭信走路在地上，我的信心对象是什么？都是人，都是事。
So even when we walk by faith on this earth, we often believe in other people or in other things.
但是今天基督徒在地上凭信走路，我的对象是我的主。
But today, as Christians, when we walk by faith on this earth, the target is our Lord. We believe Him.
我必须认识我所信的主。
I need to know whom I have believed.
我不认识我所信的主，我就信不过。
If I do not know him, then I cannot believe him.
我们弟兄交通了一句话。
Our brother shared one phrase.
他说：“如果我们不住在基督里，我们就会成为报恶性的人。
If we do not live in Christ, then we would be people who do evil.
No,
no.
Deliver evil report.
We will deliver evil report.”
或者就是说我们不能够把神说这样走，我一定保守，不行不行。
The Lord says go this way, and I said no.
你这十二个探子，对吧？去探迦南地，十个回来报恶信。
There are 12 spies to go to examine the land of Canaan, and 10 of them have given a bad report.
因为他们不认识他们所谓他所信的神。
Because they do not know the God whom they have believed.
我们弟兄刚才选那首诗歌，他是主，真不简单。
Our brother chose that hymn, He is Lord. This is difficult.
He is my Lord. 更难讲。
He is my Lord. That's even more
He is Lord. 他是主容易一点，那么他就是主嘛。
It's easier to say He is Lord. Because He is Lord.
He is my Lord. 两回事了，不同了。他是我的主。
But that's different from saying he is my Lord.
我们不认识他是我的主，我铁定是一个报恶性的人。
If we do not know that he is our Lord, then we would give a bad report.
走信心的路，开启了所有属灵的门。
When we walk the way of faith, that opens up all the spiritual doors.
走信心的路，开启了我们如何跟从主。
Opens up the way of how we follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道大家信主多少年。
Brothers and sisters, I do not know how long you have believed the Lord.
如果你没有真正的上路的话，
If you have not truly started walking this way,
开始上路。
Start.
我们没有多少年的时间在这里浪费掉。
We do not have many more years to squander.
因为最终我们是要站在神的面前的。
Because one at the end we will stand before God.
人面前好办。
Before man, it is easy.
但是最终要在神面前。
But in the end, it will be before God.
这个要求是大的。
That requirement is high.
所以我们弟兄说，付代价住进方舟，住在基督。
Therefore, brothers shared to pay the cost to enter the ark and live within abiding Christ.
不容易走进去。
This is difficult.
因为我们思想观念各方面都要来对付掉。
Because we have to deal with our mindset and our views.
第四个，十字架的道路。
The fourth, the way of the cross.
主耶稣在地上就是走十字架的。
When our Lord Jesus was on earth, he walked the way of the cross.
他说你要舍己，背起你的十字架，天天舍己，天天背十字架跟从我。
He said that we need to daily deny ourselves, daily carry up our cross to follow him.
什么叫做舍己？
What does it mean to deny ourselves?
Yield your right. 这中文要怎么讲？放下你的权利。
Yield our right.
我们开车整天 yield， 对吧？人家有权利走，你等吧你。
When we drive, often there's a yield sign to yield the right of way.
对啊，人家十台车慢慢开，你就等吧，那叫对吧？就是 yield， 等了。
If there are slow, 10 slow cars going before you, you still have to yield.
神今天告诉我们，舍己，放下你个人的权利。
The Lord says, deny yourself, yield, and lay down your own, your own
right.
Right.
这个国家是 claim your right. 我们在活在这个国家是整天都为你的权利在争打仗。
In this country, we often want to get our rights.
你会发现我们信主的人根本跟世界的人是走相对的不同的路的。
You will notice that we as Christians walk an opposite way of the world.
所以你发现这个十字架的路没其他要求，就是要求我们顺服。
For the way of the cross, there is no other requirement but to submit.
第五个，
Fifth,
走基督身体的道路。
Walk the way of the body of Christ.
我们一信主，主把我们摆进他的身体里。
When we believe the Lord, He placed us in the body.
因为他给了我们他的生命。
Because He has given us His life.
但是他要求一个能够活出这个生命的实际来。
But He requires that we will manifest the reality of this life.
怎么能够活出这个实际呢？
How do we live out this life?
我们必须认定他是头。
We need to affirm that He is the head.
我们只是他身体中的一个肢体。
We are but a member in His body.
那我们既然有头，我是肢体，我就必须顺服他。
If there's a head and I'm a member, then I must submit to the head.
不然我在这个身体里面没用。
Otherwise, I cannot function in this body.
没用还是简单的。
It's easier to say there's no function.
做坏都麻烦了。
If I even cause problems, that would
be worse. 对啊，一个肢体在一个身体里面做坏，那就生病了嘛。
If a member do something wrong, then we'll be sick.
我们今天知道客观真理，知道我们在基督身体里。
In an objective truth, we know that we are in the body of Christ.
我们懂得怎么接受头的指挥呢？
But do we know how to follow the control of the head?
主要我们在这顺服的上面有切实的学习的。
The Lord wants us to learn the lesson in this matter.
我们如果在顺服的上面没真的好好学，
If we do not learn in the matter of submission,
我们实在很难被主用的。
Then it is difficult for us to be used by God.
所以常常成就借着人事物来让我们学顺服的功课。
Therefore, our Lord often used other people and circumstances to let us learn submission.
所以真的基督身体要显出来。
To manifest the body of Christ.
最基本的对基督徒的要求，最基本的条件，你必须把自己奉献给主。
The most simple and fundamental requirement is that you commit yourself to the Lord.
给主所有的权柄。
To give him all the authority.
把主权给他。
To give him the lordship.
我能够成为一个降服在他面前的人。
So that I can obey and submit before him.
这是起步，这不是你一达到这个你就可以了，那只是起步。
This is only the first step.
你不奉献，你起步都起不了。
If you do not consecrate yourself, you cannot even start.
这叫做我起步走基督身体的路。
This is to say that we start walking the way.
只有这样，我有机会显出这身体的实际来。
Then there's an opportunity to manifest the reality of the body of Christ.
不然，我只走组织的路。
Otherwise, I will only walk in the way of organization.
人工组织的路。
Organization by men.
外表看起来都运作得很好。
Outwardly, it seems everything is functioning properly.
但真实的是出于人的。
But in the end, it came out from man.
说真的要走基督身体的道路。
So to truly walk the way of the body of Christ.
前面讲的那几点必须都有。
The other points we have already mentioned, those are prerequisites.
你发现主有路摆在我们前面。
We see the Lord has placed a way before us.
我们如果年轻的话，我就可以穷一生的时间。求主怜悯我，能够真的上路。
If we're young, we can ask the Lord to have mercy, and our entire lives we will walk.
但如果我们不年轻的话，我们要求主更有怜悯给我们，因为我们要学这个，时间短多了。
But if we're not young, then we ask the Lord for even more mercy, for there's not much time left.
基督身体讲到地上的教会。
The body of Christ speaks of the church on this earth.
所以第六个。我们应该在哪里聚会？
The sixth is where shall we meet?
因为我们怎么样的聚会，影响我们怎么走路。
How we gather affects how we walk.
我们聚会的光景不对，我们走的路就不见得对。
If the condition of our gathering is wrong, then our way is also wrong.
请我们翻到启示录第二章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
这里后面讲了四个教会。
Here in the latter parts, there are mentioned four churches.
这四个教会一直到主回来都存在。
These four churches remain until the Lord's return.
所以我们只看这四个教会。
Therefore, we shall only look at the latter four churches.
启示录第二章第二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 20 in Revelation.
他说在推亚推拉教会哈，第二十节他说，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那只称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，是祭偶像之物。
In the church of Thyatira, the Lord rebukes them this way. In verse 20, it says, Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misleads my servant into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols.
你要知道谁是耶洗别。
Who is Jezebel?
她是一个外邦人嫁到这个神的子民当中来。
She is a foreigner who was married into the people of God.
这个教会第一个错误的是女人的教导。
The first error in this church is the teaching of this woman.
因为神在圣经里面是要弟兄在这里做教导的。
Because in the Bible, God wants men, brothers, to teach.
但这里是女人的教导。
Here it is a woman.
圣经里面男人代表基督，女人代表教会。
In the Bible, men represent Christ and women represent church.
教会在地上没话说的。
The church does not have anything to say on this
world. 只有基督可以有话说。
Only Christ can speak.
说第一个耶洗别教导错了。
First, they were in error for listening to Jezebel's teaching.
他还是外邦的教导，把世界的东西带进来，错了。
She is even a Gentile and taught them the ways of the world.
他引诱他们行奸淫，把世界跟神的事掺杂起来了。
She led them into sexual immorality to bring the world into the church.
然后他们拜偶像。
Then they worshiped idols.
你知道这里主有责备的。
Here the Lord rebuked them.
说这个不是神心目中可以的教会。
Therefore, this is not a church whose condition the Lord approves of.
第三章
Chapter
3 第一节
Verse 1
他说你要写信给撒底教会的使者说那有神的七灵和七心的说我知道你的行为暗明你是活的其实是死的
So the angel of the church in Sardis write These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
他在这里说，他暗明是活的，这些人是重生得救的。
Because they have a reputation of being alive, these are people who have believed the Lord and saved.
但他们显出来的像一个没重生的犹太人。
But they manifest as if someone who has not been believed.
或者今天从圣经的角度来看，这些人是得救了，不过就是仅仅得救。
Or in other words, these people were saved but barely saved.
这里说有教会就是这样子的。
Here it says that there are churches like this.
他们只满足于我得救就好了。
They are satisfied that they are saved.
很明显，神也没有看重这样的情况。
Very clearly, the Lord does not want this condition.
第三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
这里讲到腓拉铁腓的教会，第八节，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。只读上半就好。
And for, this is to the church in Philadelphia, and it says, I know your deeds, I know you have second half, I know you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name.
或者把它读完了，看啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
We also read the first half. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut.
这个腓拉铁腓 Philadelphia 乃是讲到弟兄相爱。
The church of Philadelphia speaks of brotherly love.
全部都是弟兄。
All of them are brothers.
没有阶级之分。
There are no clergy and laity.
那今天有什么圣品人物，或者今天平信徒，这个是神所不要。
We do not, the Lord does not want to have clergy and laity.
我们已经刚刚讲了，我们要遵守天父的旨意。他这里说，你曾遵守了我的道，那是里面的遵守。
We have already mentioned we need to follow the will of the Father. Here it says that they have followed from within.
不是外面的遵守。
Not outwardly.
所以我们看到这个教会神没有责备。
So we see for this church the Lord did not have any rebuke.
所以这个是神所要的教会的光景。
Therefore this is the condition of a church that the Lord wants.
第三章十五节。
3:15.
讲到老底家的教会。
Laodicea.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other.
十七节，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
17, you say I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing, but you do not realize.That you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
什么叫做老底家？
What is Laodicea?
老底家叫做众人的意见。
Laodicea means the will of the common opinion of the people.
乃是讲到少数人服从多数人。
It is to say that majority rules.
这在圣经里面没这回事的。
This is not a biblical principle.
因为主耶稣在地上只有他一个人，那主耶稣是错的。
The Lord, when he was on earth, he's the only one, so he is wrong.
当我们以少数人要顺从多数人的时候，你发现这里走了一个叫做不冷不热。
When the minority has to obey the majority, we see that they fall into the condition of neither hot nor cold.
什么叫做不冷不热？
What does it mean to be neither cold nor hot?
就是要主的心不绝对。
It is that their heart that wants the Lord is not absolute.
我们也不要太冷。
We don't want to be too cold.
我们最喜欢在灰色地带啊，那也就你可以讲我也对主没心吗？没有，我在这里。
We like to be in a gray area where we do care about the Lord somewhat.
你看主怎么在十七节里面说
？What did the Lord say in verse 17?
他说这些人说我是富足。
These people say they are rich.
我发了财。
They have acquired wealth.
一样都不缺。
Do not need a thing.
这里不是讲他的钱很多，财产很多。
This is not talking about their money.
这里乃是说，我对圣经的知识，我都知道了，差不多。
But it is that they already know the doctrine in the Bible.
我对于什么叫跟从主属，我都差不多都知道。
I more or less know what it means to follow the Lord.
我还认为我有。
And in fact, I feel like I have this.
我跟你讲，我们最大的危险就在这里。
This is our biggest danger.
我们听了太多的道。
We have heard too many messages.
很多道别人听不见，我们都听见了。
A lot of messages others have not had the opportunity to hear, but we have.
我们会不会就会说，哎，我都听，我自己上网听了。
Well, we have said we have heard so much. In fact, I even go listen on the web.
我听了很多的道。
I've listened to many messages.
中联弟兄来说，我们的道非常大，但我们不动。
Our brother Philip.Said that we have a big sword, but we do not use it.
我们不小心，我就认为我是富足的。
If we, then we might realize that we might think that we are.
你不懂，我懂。
That we are rich, that you do not understand, but I understand.
主怎么说？岂不知你是困苦的
？Do you not know that you are wretched?
你是可怜的。
You're pitiful.
你是贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
You're poor, blind, and naked.
为什么会这样
Why?
因为听道不用付代价的。
Because to listen to a message does not require paying a cost.
对，我最近发现，因为车子上一插进去就可以听，哇，很简单嘛。我反正是车上塞车门嘛，在这哎听到。
I recently realized that I can listen to messages while I'm driving in traffic. I just have to plug in.
你根本不用付啥代价的，不听嘛，就一直听下去就是了。
There's no cost to pay. You just listen.
那结果就发现我听很多道。
Then I realized I listened to a lot of messages.
但是你没有去走啊。
But we did not walk on the.
因为走要代价。
Because to walk requires paying a cost.
所以后面我刚刚没读，他说你买眼药擦你的眼。
So later on it says to buy eye salve.
给你知道你根本没在走。
So that you will see that you are not even walking.
老底嘉教会最大的问题，属灵知识够多的，醒不出来。
The biggest problem in Laodicea is that they have a lot of spiritual knowledge that they do not walk.
在四个教会里面，只有腓拉铁非教会神没有责备。
In these four churches, only the church of Philadelphia did the Lord not rebuke.
所以我们今天说我们要走教会的路，必须走腓拉铁非的路。
Today, if we want to say we walk in the way of the church, we need to walk in the way of Philadelphia.
所以我们今天要找教会聚会的，必须找一个是往腓拉铁非的光景走的聚会。
Therefore, we need to look for a gathering that is walking towards the condition of Philadelphia.
没有一个教会可以宣布说我们就是腓拉铁非。
There is no church that could say we are Philadelphia.
当我们宣布我们是腓拉铁非，你立刻变成老底嘉。
The moment we say we are Philadelphia, then we became Laodicea.
因为你觉得我有了嘛。
Because you feel like you have it.
对吧？你立刻就完全 fulfill 老底嘉的光景。
Immediately you fulfill the condition of Philadelphia of Laodicea.
So, 我们最多能够求主怜悯我们是往腓拉铁非的路上走。
So we ask the Lord for mercy that we can walk towards Philadelphia.
So, 你要知道，今天不是什么教会你都可以跑的。
Therefore, today we cannot go to just any.
如果你是认真要寻要主的人。
If you truly want to follow the Lord,
你只能够往腓拉铁非的路走。
You can only walk in the way of Philadelphia.
你说今天不是四个教会都在呼召得胜者吗？
You say all these four churches have there's calling for overcoming.
我就是去他们其他三个里面做得胜者。
I want to go to the other three churches and be the overcomer there.
我曾经为这个跟年长弟兄交通过。
I have sharing with elder brothers before.
对，你看我这样追求，我就是当中做得胜者。
I'm pursuing the Lord. I will be an overcomer in another church.
我们弟兄定睛在看我。
Our brother stared at me.
他说你在这种情况里面要做得胜者很难。
He says, if you want to be in that condition and be an overcomer, that is
very
difficult.
所以我们不要以为你就能够做啥得胜者。
Do not just think that you can go to somewhere else and be an overcomer.
因为我们本性就往那边往那个下这种情况里面走。
Because our nature is to go towards the condition of those churches.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天求主怜悯，在这几个道路里面，我们能够真的走对的。
So brothers and sisters, today we ask the Lord for mercy that we can truly walk in the right way.
这个叫做义人的道路。
This is the way of the right.
我们要尽一些的力量，能够走在这义人的道路上的。
We have to strive to walk in the way of the righteous.
如果你真的有看见的话
If you truly see,
你发现基督徒的路你看多少你就回不去多少
The more that you see the way of Christ the less you can turn back.
如果你还可以回去, 就证明你没看到。
If you can still go back, that means you have not seen much.
因为这是一条不归路。
Because this is a path of no return.
你真的看见了, 你没可能回去。
If you truly see it, you cannot turn back.
你知道为什么今天说有人说信主后来不信的, 他没看到什么叫信主。
Why some people believe, but then later on they don't believe? Because they didn't actually see what it means to believe.
你真的信主了, 你还可以回去不信吗?
If you truly believe, can you go back to not believing?
这个根本没那条路可以回去。
There's no way.
对吧? 蜻蜓什么蝌蚪在水里面长的, 对吧? 它是蝌蚪吧? 还是什么蚪了? 我不知道了。 这个, 它长成蜻蜓飞回去, 它回不去, 飞出来, 回不去。
There are some insects that that will metamorphosis into butterfly and they cannot go back.
Dragonfly
and they cannot turn back to larva.
我跟你讲，回不去了。
That's no way.
我跟你讲，我们真的明白看见了，这条是不归路。
Do we really see that this is a way of no return?
我要用一点时间哈，我用孙弟兄一个交通来总结我今天交通的。
I'll use some time now to use a sharing from Brother Godwin to conclude my sharing.
我们翻到哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九跟第十节，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐多知道神。
Verse 9 and 10. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will. Through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God.
彼得前书第一章第23节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 23.
彼得前书一章23节。
First Peter 1:23.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子。 乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
你知道什么叫种子？
What is a seed?
种子乃是它那个和树所有东西都在这个种子里。
The seed is that it has all the things of the tree.
我加满了种子，我带了一，等一下扫地哈，反正你吸尘嘛，等一下。
We're vacuuming today, so this is okay.
你看这是什么东西啊？
What is this?
我家全部都是 maple tree 的种子。My
house, my yard is filled with maple leaf seeds.
你知道我的后院最少长了50棵。I
have about 50 maple trees.
我每一棵把它拔掉，不是我满院子都是这种树了，五年后。
If we don't pull all of them out, then in 5 years we'll be filled with these.
一个种子有生命力的。
A seed has life.
它能够长出这棵枫叶树的所有该有的叶子、花、果子都有的。
From the seed, we can produce everything of the tree.
你要知道，我们今天得到的种子，圣经怎么讲？是不能坏的种子。
Here the Bible says the seed we have received is imperishable.
但是这个种子要在我们身上成长有条件的。
But there are requirements for the seed to grow in our
我们看看一个这是地上的种子，它要我们来谈几个条件。第一个，土壤。
We have talked about some requirements first, soil.
你知道圣经里面讲到我们的心田是土。
The Bible says our heart is like soil.
撒种的比喻撒在 土里，藏在我们这个心田里。
The parable of the sower speaks of sowing in our hearts.
哥林多前书第三章，可能要看一下哈。哥林多前书第三章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9.
跟着前书第三章第九节，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
你要知道，教会也是耕种的田地。
The church is also God's field.
我们的心田需要松土。
Our heart, the soil of our hearts need to be loosened.
教会的心田也需要松土。
The field of the church also needs to be loosened.
所以我们今天哈，你要种长得好，你要除去石头，你要除去荆棘，因为这些都是让它长不好的。
If you want something to grow well, you have to take out the rocks and also the thorns.
第二个，水分。
Second, water.
圣经说，保罗说我撒种了，亚波罗浇灌。
The Bible says, Paul says, I sowed.And Apollo's water.
教会需要有生命活水的供应。
In the church, we need God's living water as supply.
不然你这个种子在不会长的。
Otherwise, the seed will not grow.
第三个，空气。
Third, air.
人要活，一定要有空气。
To live, we need air.
如果空气污染，你就受影响。
If there's pollution in the air, then you will be affected.
属灵生命的成长需要属灵的空气的。
To have spiritual growth, we need spiritual air.
如果属灵的空气被污染了，你属灵的长进一定走歪。
If there's spiritual pollution in the air, then our way will be crooked.
如果把世界的东西带进教会中来，
If we bring in the things of this world into the church,
你把宗教的东西带到教会中来。
We bring in things from religion.
这里整个教会属灵的空气就是污染。
Then the spiritual air in the church would be polluted.
那这个在你心中的种子就长不好。
Then the seeds in our hearts cannot grow properly.
第四个。
Fourth.
阳光。
Sunlight.
我们个人与教会都需要有主的光来光照。
Individually and the church as a whole, we need God's light.
第五个，空间
，space，
对吧？每棵树挤得很紧，你都不用找了。
If the trees are next to each other too close,
所以这个教会一定要给弟兄姊妹灵里面能够自由来到主的面前。
So this church must give brothers and sisters room to freely come before the Lord.
你不可以用制度、字句、形式来限制弟兄姊妹。
You cannot use forms, traditions, and regulations to control brothers and sisters.
当然，一个植物要长得好，我们说要，说这是菜还是什么，要除害虫嘛，对吧
？Of course, for a plant to grow well, we need to get rid of the bad insects.
当然，对个人来说，这个害虫就是今天魔鬼世界与我们的肉体。
Individually speaking, this bad insect would be the enemy, the world, and our own flesh.
主把种子撒在我们的里面。
The Lord has sown seeds in us.
我们要这个种子长，这几个条件需要有。
We want the seed to grow. We need to fulfill these requirements.
而这许多的条件都跟教会本身有关。
And all these requirements have something to do with the church.
如果我们在的聚会不能够好好照着这样走，你发现我们已经开始歪出去了。
If the gathering in which we gather cannot follow these principles, then we would start walking crookedly.
所以我们在这里哈，我们求主，主把种子给我们。
So here, since the Lord has given us seed.
种子要长得好，还有一件事情。
There's one more matter.
就是当这些条件都有了。
When we have fulfilled all these requirements.
最后一个条件在乎你我怎么追求主。
The last one is how you and I pursue the Lord.
我们有了环境了。
We have the circumstance.
那愿意追求他走得快。
Then if we are willing to pursue, then we will walk faster.
你不愿意走追求的，你就走得慢。
If we're unwilling to pursue, then we will walk slower.
是吧？我们种的植物环境都一样，有的长得很好，有的长得很差。
When we have plants and the environment is the same, some grow faster and some slower.
说这个在乎我们如何的追求。
So this is dependent upon how we
圣经里面都讲要竭力。
The Bible says that we must strive.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们这里有几十个人在这里。
I told brothers and sisters here we have more than 10 people.
我们读圣经一样的，我们交通的都是一样的，是五年之后一定有很大的差别。
We have felt the same fellowship and we read the Bible together. In 5 years, we will be different.
因为在乎我个人是怎么追求。
Because it depends on individually how we pursue the.
环境给你了。
The environment is the same.
但是为什么会走不同？
But why we walk differently?
说求主给我们做一个真正。是追求认识他的人。
So we ask the Lord to let us be truly someone who knows Him.
刚刚我们读过的约伯记。
We read in Job.
主观看，注目观看我们所走的道路。
The Lord is looking at how the way in which we walk.
道路主非常的看重。
He cares very much about the way.
因为路走错了，后面的影响是。
If we walk in the wrong way, then there will be a big consequence in that.
那里提到恶人的道路是弯曲的。
The way of the evil one is crooked.
你在弯曲第一个浪费时间。
If it is crooked, that means you're wasting time.
对吧？直路走快啊，弯曲是浪费时间。
If you walk straight, it will be faster. If you are meandering, that will waste time.
弯曲可能达不到。
But also, if it's crooked, you might not get.
我们只有这么多时间。在地上
we only have this amount of time.
只有给我们直直的可能达到
Perhaps if we walk straight, we can get there.
你走弯曲的，你可能已经来不及，达不到。
If you're walking a roundabout way, you might not have enough time.
所以，但我用诗篇跟箴言两句话来结束。
So I'll use Psalm and Proverb to conclude the meeting.
箴言说：“求你将你的道指示我。”
Proverbs says, "May you reveal your way."
将你的路教训。
And teach me your path.
可以成为我们对主的祷告。
Can this be a prayer before the Lord?
求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训。
Reveal your way and teach me your path.
但是我走不走得上？
But can I walk this way?
箴言说。
Proverbs says.
他说：“我儿，将心归给主。”我们的眼目就会喜悦主的路。
My son, give your heart to the Lord, then you will delight in His way.
我们只有把心归给主，我们突然间就变了，我就喜悦主的路。
When we give our hearts to Him, then suddenly we are changed and we delight in His way.
有时候连我们都不知道为什么我们会有如此的改变。
Sometimes we don't even know why we were changed.
但是因为我愿意把心归给主，我就突然间，我喜悦主所讲的。
But because I'm willing to give my heart to Him, suddenly I delight in His way.
所以求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
给我们是一个要他的人。
That we are people who want Him.
所以当主启示给我们的时候，我们看得见。
So when He revealed that we can see,
我们愿意付代价
we're willing to pay the cost,
得着所主所启示的
to obtain what He has revealed,
保守我们能够走在义人的路上
to keep us to walk the way of the righteous.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
所以我们谢谢你为着过去的聚会满心的感谢
So we thank you for the meetings that we have had.
所以求你这些话在我们里面做搅动的工作。
May your words stir in us.
我们知道仇敌攻击是厉害的。
We know that the enemy attacks.
但是我们宣告你是得胜。
But we say that you are victorious.
所以让我们切实的行动住在你的里面。
May we truly move and go live within you.
给我们经历脱离这罪和死的律。
That we can experience to be freed from the law of sin and death.
知道什么叫做生命与圣灵的律。
That we know what is the law of the spirit of life.
主耶稣，我们在这里把我们都交在你的手中。
Lord, before you, we give all of us to you.
主啊，如果你不加我们的力量，我们只有让你羞愧。
Lord, if you do not strengthen us, then we would be ashamed.
主，让我们彼此的激励，走在你命定的路上。
Lord, may we encourage one another to walk this way that you have prepared.
主啊，给我们能够常听见你说，这是正路，你们要走在其中。
May we often hear you say, this is the right way, you must walk in it.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.